am the manager of the, one of the managers of the Kenilworth Centre in Kenilworth, and I helped to create what is now our studio space, which is Abbey End Studios. And so I run that as well as all the other stuff that goes with running a community centre.
I'm Laura. I'm the campus recruitment officer for SAE Leamington. So my kind of role is to engage people in the creative industries, similar to what you kind of do, really. Mm-hmm. So I go kind of out and about, talk about what we do at SAE, get them involved. So SAE and Kenilworth Centre did kind of like a podcast. We've just finished it. It's been quite a time, hasn't it?
Yep. So we've done 5 weeks of a podcast creation course for young people. And it was really a sort of, I guess, the beginning of our partnership with SAE. We've been talking to you for a while about what we can do, because we've got the radio station here and the studios, and we wanted young people to get more involved with that. So we've been talking about getting that set up. So this is the first time we've actually done it. And there are a lot of things behind it, really, including giving kids the opportunity to express themselves in that format, and also giving them some experience with some of the equipment.
But you've got a lot of experience in podcasting.
Yeah, so I've worked in audio for quite a long time, about 9 years in various formats, including audiobook narration, voiceover, and podcasting. So I've done a couple of podcasts myself, and also I have helped other people with their podcasts, whether that's editing or sort of in the creation process. So it's quite a bit of experience over the years of doing that. And I wanted to share that with kind of young people and kind of get them into it. I think podcasts are still such a big thing, and for me they're a really good way to sort of communicate and get people talking, which I think is really nice.
No, I definitely agree. I've only kind of done like, you know, 2, maybe 3 of them. One of them I was guest for. One I've just recently done for my own personal channel, which is amazing. A bit worried about that. But this kind of course as well has been like a refreshing experience, because there's not a lot of podcast kind of courses going on at all.
No.
Podcasting is like a big thing in the industry as well.
I think one of the issues is that in theory, you can teach yourself. I think a lot of things that happen now where they're like, oh well, you know, you could just watch a video online and do it. One of the issues with audio is that a little bit of knowledge is sometimes not a great thing, because actually, you know, it can be quite complex. But coming in and giving people that step of kind of going, you know, actually it's not that hard to create a podcast, because yes, there are the people who've got the skills and go and they'll watch a video and go, oh brilliant, I can do that, and they just go and do it. But actually for the other people, we're like, well, no, you know. And to be able to come in and have some time in the studio to learn a little bit about different microphones, different spaces and recording, and how kind of the podcast world works, has been really fun. And I think you'll agree with this, they kind of jumped into it really well.
Like week one,
they were desperate to get behind the mic. They were like, we're going on the mic show.
we both thought when we planned this that it was going to take until about week 2, week 3 to get them to actually kind of communicate with each other. Just week one, they were straight away just like, okay, figuring out like, you know, what kind of interests they have and what they wanted to create as a podcast.
I think most of the people who came either already had an idea of what their podcast was going to be, and came with somebody that they'd already planned to kind of do a podcast with. So that was a really interesting way of approaching it, which I think is really good. But we did have somebody who came in and did a what I refer to as a lone podcast, where you're not doing it with a co-presenter as well. And also we had a couple who came in and they'd already planned a podcast, and then by week 2 they're like, actually no, we're not going to do it like that, because of some of the things that we discussed about what you can and can't talk about, how much research you need to do if you're doing factual podcasts. So they changed. So it was interesting to go through that journey as well and kind of go, well, you know, by us talking about it, they changed direction of their podcast. But it's been really fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. But we do have kind of some feedback from them as well.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. It's been amazing. What an opportunity. I think I definitely learned a lot from this, and it's going to help me with my future ambitions, which is to work in social media and marketing.
I found it pretty good. It was nice to learn about how to do a podcast, but not actually just how to, but actually do it. we got to use a cool recording like studio that they use for the Kenilworth radio station, which I found pretty cool, and I'm guessing Henry can agree.
Yeah.
It was just an interesting event to come to, and so coming here, the people were warm, very knowledgeable, and you know, I think open-minded and open-hearted about everybody trying their best to do what they can. So I did enjoy the event, and I hope I can come back to more.
Well, as an overall, since we started this podcast, I've actually really enjoyed doing this with the people that I've met, like Laura and all the Sarah and my dad helping me and me helping him. I think we've both really enjoyed doing this, and we've actually came really far by doing this, and we have learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah, thank you for giving us kind of the space to, like, you know, do this. It's been really great working with you, and I hope we definitely do some more stuff.
There'll be more stuff next year. There'll be more of this collaboration next year. So we're working on a program of audio games related stuff next year, and we'll let you know about that. But thank you so much. It's been brilliant.